92.3 WTTS. On demand.
Hey, John, we want to talk to you about several things today. First of all, your success on a national level. You've played some gigs around here for sure, but you've also been out there, Lollapalooza, for example. How was that experience?
Man, Lollapalooza is like, it's like the heaven of music. I mean, it's like the greatest thing. I'd never been to Lollapalooza before we played it. And, I mean, it's awesome. I was never really a big concert-going kid, you know, in high school and stuff. I never really went, like, I went to Creed at Conseco. I saw Mellencamp. That's about it.
Yeah.
I went to Lollapalooza. You know, it was like this mecca of, you know, you're backstage and just all the musicians, you know, all the bands are just back there, you know, eating at the catering tent. It's insane. You know, that was like my first kind of like big wake up into the music world.
Well, you've been out on tour a lot. You opened for Sarah Bareilles comes to mind. And I think she's, and also the Kelly Clarkson, right?
Yep.
And so you've opened in many, many others. Yeah, but you do a lot of your own gigs, and now we're here to talk to you about one that you're doing almost in your own backyard. You like playing close to home?
You know, I actually love playing close to home. It used to be a little weird, you know, when I was first starting out, and I would, you know, come back home and play up in Muncie or something like that at the Living Room or at the Egyptian Room or something like that. Because you look out into the crowd, you know, and the lights are moving, and you can't really see everybody. But then, like, the lights will move, and you'll see some guy you used to sit next to in, like, English class your junior year.
Well, you've got an interesting choice of instruments, too. There, you're a singer-songwriter. You're also a pianist. Do you have any piano players that you kind of have admired or looked up to in your music career?
Oh, yeah. Well, Ben Folds is a huge inspiration. I mean, I grew up always wanting to be, you know, Billy Joel and Elton John and Harry Connick Jr. But when I heard Ben Folds Five for the first time, you know, I can remember exactly where I was, exactly what I was doing. You know, that was like a life changer. Like, I always loved listening to Billy and Elton, all those guys. But when I heard Ben Folds for the first time, that's when I first started thinking, you know, like, I could maybe try to do this, you know.
Well, man, you sold over 100,000 copies of your second album. That's got to feel good. What's in the works right now?
A new album, actually, right after I'm done with the Wine Fest, I'm going to head down and start recording a new record, actually with Ben Folds, producer, this guy that he just did his last record with. I mean, he's awesome.
What's his name?
Good. Dennis Herring.
Well, that's cool, man. We'll look for that. We'll look for the brand new album, and we'll look forward to seeing you at Vintage Indiana Wine Fest. And you'll be there with Need to Breathe and Jenny DeVoe. John McLaughlin, thank you for talking to me this morning.
Thanks a lot, Paul.
92.3 WTTS. On demand.